Thank you for joining Mechon Hadar's learning of Pirkei Avot in honor of our 10th year celebration.
This week's Dvar Torah is by Dina Weiss.
This week's Mishnayot are the end of Chapter 4, Mishnayot 20 through 22. Mishnah Chaf, Mishnah 20. Elisha ben Abuya Omer, Elisha the son of Abuya says, Halomid Yeled, one who teaches a child. Lemahu Dome, to what is this child likened to? Lidyo Ketuva al Niyar Chadash, it's like ink written on a new paper. V'halomid Zakein, and somebody who teaches someone who is old. Lemahu Dome, what is he similar to? Lidyo Ketuva al Niyar Machuk, it's like writing with ink on a paper that has already been erased. Here, Elisha ben Abuya teaches about the difference between teaching someone who has already had life experience, already had some time to accumulate misimpressions, and when you teach them, you actually have to correct the knowledge that they already had. You have to disabuse them of old notions, and he compares this process of correcting people's impressions to erasing a piece of paper. And you can actually see, we refer to young children as being impressionable, right? And we often speak of that as being a kind of danger. Watch out for impressionable youth. And Elisha ben Abuya is really articulating that that's a real advantage that children have, that they are fresh and they are clean, and whatever you give to them comes on this blank background and really marks itself very clearly on their minds and on their understanding. We continue with the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda also talks about the difference between young students and older students, but from the other side, he talks about younger students and older teachers, and saying, just as it's great, according to Elisha ben Abuya, to teach a child, so too it is not great, so too it is a terrible idea to learn from a child. So Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, ish kfar habavli omer, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, who is from kfar habavli, says, Halomeid menaktanim, one who learns from the young, lemahu dame, what is he similar to? Lochel anavim kehot, it's like someone who eats unripe grapes, vishote yayin migito, and drinks wine straight from the press, meaning you're drinking grape juice, you're drinking wine before it's had the time to really ferment, before it's had the time to really mature. However, halomeid men hazkenim, someone who learns from those who are older, those who have more life experience. Lemahu dome, what is he similar to? Leochel anavim b'shulot, that is like someone who eats fully ripe grapes. Vishote yayin yashan, and someone who drinks totally matured, totally fermented, aged wine. We continue with a third opinion in this Mishnah. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says, Al tistakel b'kankan, don't look at the outside. Don't look at the jug. Don't say, oh, here I have a young person. They must have bad wine. Oh, and I have an old person. They must have good wine. Rather, look into Ela b'masha yeshbo. Actually look at what is inside it. Don't judge a book by its cover. Don't judge a wine by its flask. You can't tell the quality of the Torah based on the externals, based on the age. You actually have to taste it. You actually have to learn from the person in order to understand whether their Torah is of high quality or not. Because yesh kankan chadash male yashan, there's a new kankan, there's a new bottle or a new jug that's full of old wine. And also yashan, there's also an old cask. Shafilu chadash embo, that doesn't even have new wine, doesn't even have kedem grape juice inside of it. Right, and it seems that Rabbi is disagreeing only with the second clause of the Mishnah. Rabbi is saying, I don't have a problem with the notion that it's better to teach children than it is to teach adults. I understand that children are much more impressionable than adults are, but I am going to take issue. I am going to take exception with the idea that just because someone is older means they have more wisdom. Sometimes younger people will have a higher quality of Torah, will have a different perspective that actually is worth listening to, despite their inexperience, or I might say, maybe because of it. We continue with Mishnah Chaf Aleph, Mishnah 21. Rabbi Elazar HaKapar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, Hakina v'hata'ava v'hakavod, jealousy and desire and honor, presumably the desire for honor, mutiin et ha'adam min ha'olam. They take a person out of the world. A person can't be satisfied if they're constantly looking over their shoulder to see what someone else has. They're constantly jealous. They're constantly trying to get what other people have. They always want to be treated with the utmost respect. Doing that actually takes you out of the moment, takes you out of your real experience. You should evaluate and appreciate things as they are and not constantly be looking at what else could be better and how you could have been treated better and how you could have had more. We're continuing with Mishnah 22. Hu aya omer, Rabbi Elazar HaKapar continues and says, Hayilodim lamut. Those that are born, it's just to die. But v'hametim l'hachayot, and everyone who dies, that's just to be resurrected later. V'achayim lidon, and everyone who is alive is going to be judged. Leida, to know, lehodia, to notify, lehivada, for it to be known, shehu, that is God, El. He is the Lord. Hu hayotzer, he's the one who fashioned the world. Hu aborei, he's the one who created the world. Hu hamevin, he understands everything. Hu hadayan, he is the judge. Hu aid, he is also the witness. Hu baaldin, he's also the litigant. Vehu atid ladun, and he is going to judge. Baruch hu, blessed is God. She'ein lefanav lo avla, but before God there is no wrongdoing. Velo shichicha, and no forgetting. Velo masopanim, and no favoritism. Velo mekach shochad, and he doesn't take any bribes. Shakol shalo, because everything is his. You're not providing God with anything he couldn't get if it weren't for you who was bringing it to him. Vida, and you should know. Shakol lefi hachashbon, that everything is according to a strict accounting. Rabbi Elazar HaKapar says, don't kid yourself. God is watching, and God cares. If you are alive now, you should know that's not a permanent state. And if you're dead now, you should know that's not a permanent state. Everybody is going to have to give an accounting at some point for what they've done. And there's no way of wiggling out of it through bribery, through flattery. God will have none of it. And he continues with this very ominous view of the world. Va'al yavtichacha yitzrach. And don't let your yetzer, don't let your evil inclination promise you. Shasha'ol beit manoslach, that the grave, that the underworld is going to be someplace where you can hide. You can't have an Epicurean idea that all I've got is this world and I can do with it what I want. I should maximize my pleasure here because it's going to end. Oh no. She'al karchacha tanotzar, because you are created against your will. V'al karchacha tanolad, and you were born against your will. V'al karchacha tachai, and you live against your will. V'al karchacha tamate, and you die against your will. None of this is under your control. You can't escape the world by saying, I could choose to live or not. V'al karchacha tatili teintin v'cheshbon, and regardless of what you want, you are going to be forced to testify. And you are going to be forced to give an accounting. Lefnei melech machay hamlachim. Before God, who is the King of the King of Kings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Holy One. Blessed be He. I'd like to return your attention to the first Mishnah that we did this week, Mishnah Chaf, where Elisha ben Abuya and Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi each weighed in on learning from or teaching Torah to children versus adults. And in the middle section of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda said, gotta watch out, you should never learn from the young. Because learning from the young is like drinking young wine, shote yayin migito, and also eating unripe grapes, anavim kehot. But really, the term for unripe grapes is boser. That's the term that we use for grapes that haven't ripened yet. And the language of kehot actually refers to the physical sensation that you get when you eat these unripe grapes. It's the feeling that you get when you eat something that isn't ripe. And there is a sort of common parable phrase that's found in Yirmiyahu and in Yechezkel, where the children say, "Avot achlu bozer," the parents, the ancestors, have eaten unripe grapes, "Vishinei banim tikena," and the teeth of the children are set on edge. Where we actually see that in this original, to use that term kind of loosely, sense of these words, bozer is clearly the object, is the unripe grape, and the root, kuf hei hei, setting your teeth on edge, is clearly the secondary phenomenon. It's what happens to your teeth after you've eaten this unripe fruit. And in fact, they're so separate that you can actually see them as happening generations apart. My great-great-great-grandfather could have eaten this bad grape, and my teeth hurt. Now, of course, it's not a coincidence that Rabbi Yehuda Ish Kfar Bavli uses two images to talk about a young student's immaturity. He could have just stopped with, it's like drinking wine that's essentially Kedem grape juice, but he continues to say it's not just the wine, it's also the grapes. There's something wrong with eating these grapes. It is setting your teeth on edge. And Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Ish Kfar Bavli's focus here is really on that moment when you taste something and you realize it wasn't ready yet. And there's another place that we're familiar with where the root kuf hei hei is used to refer to setting someone's teeth on edge, and that is in the Passover Seder. We say to the Rasha, we say to the wicked child, af ata hakeh chinav, you should set his teeth on edge. You should make him feel uncomfortable. You should give him that feeling of he's taken the plunge before he's ready. He's eaten this unripe fruit. And the language of kuf hei hei, of anavim kehot in the Mishnah, the language of shinei banim tikena in Yirmiyahu and Yechezkel, and the image of hakeat chinav in the Haggadah on Pesach, all refer to the same phenomenon of children not understanding experience, of children not being able to process experience and having to be told that they have something to learn from, they have something to appreciate from what happened to their elders. When Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says these are the grapes that set teeth on edge, he's referring to this ambient notion of there being a real problem, there being a real pain with eating a fruit before it's ripe. And I'd like to suggest that there's a little bit more going on here with the imagery of really asserting adult authority through the discomfort of the teeth. I think the first way that we need to think about this, why the setting the teeth on edge is so important with the conversation around children, is that children actually lose their baby teeth and then grow adult teeth, and then even later might come to grow wisdom teeth. That actually the image of a tooth is something that seems like it's done. Doesn't seem like it's something that's growing, but with age and with experience, you actually lose your first teeth and get a second set of teeth. And that's, I think, another component of why we want to bring something that really brings our focus onto the teeth. But more deeply, beyond the metaphor, beyond the image of the grapes and the teeth and the discomfort, I think we're actually saying something very profound about the Torah. Because one could say, a grape is a grape. Doesn't matter if it's ripe. Doesn't matter if it's unripe. Doesn't matter if it's a raisin. Doesn't matter if it's grape juice. Doesn't matter if it's wine. Doesn't matter if it's vinegar. I know what this is. This is a grape. And Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda and these images of the unripe grapes is telling us, no. Actually, the raw material of it is just such a small component of what it is. There's so many different ways in which it can grow, so many different ways in which it can develop, which can lead it to become really expensive or lead it to become really cheap, can lead it to become really sweet or lead it to become really refined. And children in that way are like grapes, that they have the opportunity to grow. They have the opportunity to become more sophisticated and more mature. And I think this is also a metaphor for the Torah. One could say that the Torah is just made out of itself. We know what the Torah is. And what Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda is warning us and instructing us about is, don't think about the raw material. Think about what has been done with it and be careful with it. Because just because something can be called Torah doesn't mean that you're learning from it the right things or that you're learning from it the right way. Torah needs to be understood. Torah needs to be processed. Torah needs to be appreciated in the different ways that it manifests itself. And you can run the risk of eating unripe grapes and saying, Torah's stupid. The Torah's not for me. I ate these grapes and now my teeth hurt. But with some patience and with some processing, you can see that the Torah can become all sorts of things. And with time and with maturity, it can become as sophisticated and as sustaining as the finest wine. Next week's Mishnayot are Perek Hamishi, the fifth Perek, Mishnayot Aleph through Dalet, Mishnas 1 through 4.
For more opportunities to be involved in our 10th year celebration, please visit mechonhadar.org/siyum. Join us on Thursday, March 2nd for our Siyum celebration and be a part of our first ever National Shabbaton for March 3rd through 5th, 2017.